Well, I just loved what Lee presented and the last thing that he said, which was about the relationship to Gaia. So with that focus and that statement, let us begin a meditation to connect with Mother Gaia. And feel the energy of your feet connecting with the energy of the earth. There is pieces and parts of your soul that lies within the consciousness grids of the planet. Have you ever wondered why you would feel so much emotion when you are standing in a pristine area of nature? For some, it may be the forest. For others, it is by the ocean. For others still, it is by the mountain. So let us acknowledge that Mother Gaia is, in fact, a part of us, and that we are a part of her, not apart from her. And let us send and receive a wave of love and gratitude and acknowledgement of the relationship, the deeply profound relationship that we share with our beautiful blue planet. And from that space of gratitude and love, let us sit back, relax, and hear the loving messages, wisdom, and guidance from Adironda and Cryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Good day to you. Very good to see you. Very good to see each of every one of you that are here virtually with us in Vancouver, Canada. Ah, dearest beings of light, the times, they are upon us and everything is changing. We want you to know and understand that no one can predict exactly when things are going to shift again. And they're not going to shift back to normal, because there is no normal. And they're only going to go into the new normal. So our feeling is, what would you like the new normal to be? And as you do, realize that your energy goes out into your field and creates your reality. So we're actually going to take you on a little visualized journey right now. Is that all right? So just settle your energy down and breathe into your heart. We know, you know, heart coherence. So just slow your breathing. Breathe into your heart. And if you are comfortable, you can close your eyes if you wish or not. We're just going to take you on a little visualized journey. A journey through your imagination, because the imagination is connected to your intuition, which is connected to your life purpose. Just take a deep breath again. And we ask you to visualize a house, a home maybe, and you are standing in front of it. It may be your home, or it may be some other home that you would love to live in, or maybe just some other home. Whatever, it is beautiful, comfortable, loving, and inviting. And you look around and you can see the flowers and the smell, the flowers and the grass. And since this is your visualized journey, you have no allergies. Then you are breathing into that divine perfection of you and this beautiful home. And as you connect to this beautiful home, you begin to walk up the steps onto the porch. And since it's yours, it can have any kind of steps or porch that you choose. And as you open the front door, you step into the entryway that is streaming with sunlight and beautiful. And you realize that there is a room off to one side that has windows all along one side of the room. And on the opposite wall, there's little pictures, maybe photographs, maybe paintings, but little pictures all across the wall. And of course, you're curious as to why you would have so many pictures. And you look at those pictures and you realize, those pictures are representing those things that you love, that you love doing in this life, at this time. And you just look at those and look at all those things, all those pictures of what it is that you love doing. And you breathe into them. And then there's a group of pictures with people in it. And you realize that those are the people that you love. And you look at the people that you love in those pictures. And you just feel such an abundance of heart-centered love coming from you. Then you look at the pictures of those things that you love doing, those things that you love experiencing. And you just breathe into them with joy. And there's sunlight is streaming into the room and you feel that warmth, and there's the windows are open and there's just a breeze, just a gentle breeze that comes into the room, fluttering your clothes a little bit. Then you come to the end of the room and there's a huge painting that is magnificent. Beautiful. And as you look at it, you realize that painted into the textures and representations of that painting, that big painting, are different parts of your life that you love. Things that you love doing, things that you love having, things, people that you love, things that you experience that were just wondrous experiences, that you would repeat them if you could. But they're more than a picture. They're more like a feeling with color. And you look at the people in that painting and you see, sense, or feel the open-hearted energy from those people returning their love to you. And you realize that there's just something missing from this painting. And you look at it and see all the things that you love doing and all the things that you love being, and you, all the people that you love. And you still have a feeling that something is missing. And you realize that what is missing from that painting is you. And you reach your hand out and go to put your hand on that painting. And you realize that your hand actually goes through the painting. And you look around and you step into that painting, just like sort of in Harry Potter's paintings, in Harry Potter's pictures. You are in the painting of your life. And you look around and you see all of those things that you love, all those things that you love doing and being and having and seeing, and all those people, and you feel them in the cells of your body because you are a part of that painting. It is like with every brush stroke, it anchors in more of that which you love into your body. And you feel that. And as you breathe into it, it becomes richer and clearer and more specific of those things that you love. And you realize that they're all seemingly connected to your life purpose. Well, you've got a magnanimous purpose, haven't you? And as you look around this moving picture, you begin to wonder how you can take it with you. As you take a deep breath, you actually reach your hand out of the painting and begin to step out of that painting. And some of your essence remains in, and the rest of it steps out, and all of the colors and all of the energies and all of the pictures seem to come out of that painting with you. And as they come out of that painting with you, you realize what a miraculous journey you are on. For all of those life experiences that you love are a part of you. All of those things you love doing, being, having, are a part of you. As those colors and symbols and energies move from that painting and simply surround you and integrate perfectly within you. You are empowered. You see or sense the energy of all humanity coming through deeper and more effectively. Breathe in. And out. How does that feel, huh? As you walk through your home, as you walk through that space, carrying all of those pictures with you, all of that painting that is you, out. And you anchor that feeling into your physical body. Just touch yourself somewhere on your body to anchor that feeling. And breathe into it. And understand the knowledge and receptive knowledge and receive the fact, the universal law, that everything is energy. And intention is everything. And breathe into that which you intend. And take a deep breath. Feel the seat beneath you. Move your shoulders around a little. Take another deep breath, and when you're ready, just open your eyes. And understand that this visualized journey is a part of you. It came from your imagination. So what is it that you are imagining? How is it that you are learning to create the rest of your life? Your, the world, the planet is at a turning point. So breathe into that and acknowledge that oneness of you. Dearest being of light, we love you deeply. We see you and we see all of your paintings. And we love you even more. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. As my partner sits here, we know where we are, dear ones. Again, I say there are some who will wonder, how connected is spirit with humanity in general, or what you're going through specifically? This is a message that is not necessarily one where we teach facts and give you layers of information, but one where we want you to just sit back for a moment, take a breath, and listen. A loving God created your soul. And this loving God is a caring God. And the only wall between that which is the Creator, your soul, and you, the only wall, the only veil that exists, the only veil, is your free will to accept it or not. For some time now, I've given that information to you and also to my partner that things are changing. And the things that are changing is everything. That your reality is starting to move gradually, dimensionally, if you wish, and some are feeling it. We've told you that the healers on the planet are receiving more than they ever expected to receive in their abilities to help other human beings. I've told you that the individual human being has now started to have the attributes of awakening, an awakening that was based upon that which has always been there for you. It's interesting to think that every single human being might have had a treasure trove of wisdom, peace, healing, and all along, like stored in some closet where you've locked the door through your free choice. Or locked the door, perhaps, because of what you've been told. Don't touch that door. You know what's behind there, don't you? And that is what some of you are moving through right now, in a time that is difficult for many. Those around you and your culture doesn't make it any better, for they constantly are putting you in fear. And that leads to more fear, and you know this. You'll call a friend and they will say, well, did you hear this or that? That's happening. I heard it here or there. And it's always fearful. Difficult perhaps to sleep, worrying perhaps too much about what's next. Wouldn't it be something if that closet was always there? It's a metaphor. One of the first parables we ever gave was of woe and the disturbance in the corner. In that parable, Woe was always disturbed by what happening in the corner, and he couldn't quite make it out. But it was there, and he saw it was there, and he kept asking his friends, and they all said, don't go there, it's supernatural, or it's a ghost, or this or that, or it'll take your soul, or whatever. And he never went there. And he spent most of his life not understanding that that disturbance all the time was God saying in some way, take a look, take a look, take a look, take a look, take a look. And so often these things appear to be beyond that which is your normal physics. You might even call them metaphysics. And when they are beyond that which you have been told is correct and real or appropriate, you don't want to touch it, do you? And there are those who tell you, don't touch it. Because those are the areas where you'll be sucked in to some other kind of belief and you're in trouble. What if all along it was a better reality? What if all along it was actually your closet? And when you open the door from floor to ceiling, you start seeing it. Beautiful. Light coming from it, starting to show you health, longer life, peace, lack of anxiety, direction, hope. All of those things are built in to your soul because your soul is made in His image. Your soul is from the Creator. The soul contains everything that you might be missing right now that you've asked for. And that leads me then to the crux of the message, a loving message that reminds you yet again, where does your help and solace and healing come from, really? And you might say, all good things come from God. And you'd be right. But what if the direction that you're taking about where they come from God, is a little bit different than you were told? If you are created by Spirit, by that which is the Creator of all things, that creative source which you call God, what if all of those things that you sit and pray for and hold up your hands and beg for and kneel for, what if all of that was in the closet and belonged to you and had your name on it? It was already there. And you would say, wait a minute, wait a minute. My source of everything comes from God. Exactly. And that was built in for you when you arrived here. But you've been trained out of looking at yourself. And instead, you've been trained to go to another source other than yourself. A source that they say is much bigger than yourself. But I'll tell you this, there's nothing bigger than the creative source, God. There's nothing bigger. And that resides in you. It resides in you, not corporally, dear ones, not in the 3D way, but again, in your soul. And there are those who say, why are you talking about our souls? Why do you go there? I have a soul before I'm born. I get a soul when I leave. And that's not true. That's what you've been told. It is with you all the time. Your essence from the creative source is there all the time. You are walking in it. It's been labeled in the past, in ancient times, truly, as the Merkaba or Merkaba. It is the field of divinity around you, which every single human has. That's your soul. It's much bigger than that. But don't you understand that you can go to that place and open that door and receive all these things? That is the divine part. So difficult because you want to linearize you and God. You'll say, wait a minute, it either comes from God or it does not. You know, is it either yes or it's no? So let's say it's yes, but it's in a place you didn't expect. Prayer works, dear ones, because that soul of yours is always tuned in to what you're saying. The soul is the direct conduit to all things divine, because that's the way it was set up and that's the way it was built. When you pray to God, you pray through the pineal and through the soul exchange of you and your friends and humanity in general to ever get to the other side of the veil. It's always been that way. The ancients on this planet knew it. If you talk to the indigenous and where they went for solace, and where they went for healing, it was always either inside or connected to Gaia. They didn't spend a whole lot of time worshiping some kind of entity in the sky. It was always connected either to their ancestors, which was in their bloodline, or the earth. It's intuitive, dear ones, unless it's trained out of you. And there are so many here listening that it was trained out of you. Years ago, even now, some are listening and saying, no, that can't really be. This is the beautiful, divine, magnificent human being we're talking about, born on this planet with a soul that you walk around in 24/7. It's the source of healing. A healing that is profound and stronger than anything anyone has normally experienced. This is evolution, and it's the evolving human being and the relationship to the Creator that happens through your soul. It couldn't be a better connection. If you want to relate it to connectivity that you have today, there was a time when you used to write a letter. Maybe that is a prayer to God, and you're hoping that the letter gets delivered. Several weeks later, somebody might get the letter, or they might not get the letter. That's how you see yourselves today, in the relationship you have with Spirit. You're making requests, writing letters, sending them up into the sky and hoping they make it. That's what you've been taught to some degree. It's a metaphor, dear ones, for a very, very disconnected, dysfunctional way of speaking to the Creator inside. And instead of writing a letter, dear ones, today you take the hand of the one that you're talking about, look into the eyes of Spirit, and make the statements that you need to make in person through your soul. For in your soul is a mixture of divine things, corporeal things, beautiful multidimensional energies that can be in many places at the same time, access to other human beings through their souls in certain ways, healing in so many different aspects, beauty that you cannot ever get when you write a letter. Personal relationship to the Creator is through the soul. So many of you who feel that deep love of God through the masters that you worship, you are feeling that through your soul. There's nothing like it. You already have that kind of connection. Now it's time to understand that it only can get better and better and better. And none of you have to throw away that love that you have for any master. As long as you understand how much clearer it can be when you understand how it was built to work. How it was built to work. It's bigger than you were told, bigger than you think, more profound than anything that has ever, ever been written to you in any scripture. And that's where humanity is starting to go. And that's where old souls are starting to take themselves and others, as they start to realize they are magnificent within God. They are magnificent within the creation that they are, and that their soul is directly from the Creator. profound it is, and different from any. It's more beautiful than you think. A direct line to the healing that you're asking for, the peace that you wish right now, lack of fear, to be able to get a good night's sleep, perhaps, and say, I am known by God. I feel only the love that is there. And I know I'm cared for. Made in His image. Made in His image. This is the message, and always will be. And so it is.